Baseball, WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM at 103.3 FM.
It's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
The Cardinals are back in action against the Pirates on Wednesday. First pitch at 6.05 p.m.
And the Redbirds pick up the victory.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball, WSOY Decatur.
How much is too much screen time for kids? And can it cause long-term damage? DMH Newslink host Michaela Hunt sits down with family medicine doctor Sneha Kumar to talk about screen time and your kids.
Well, there's been certain trials, and it does show, especially between 2 to 7 years of age, if they're getting more than 7 hours, there is definitely brain developmental delay.
Watch the video now at nowdecatur.com or the Now Decatur Facebook page.
This week. DMH News. I'm Dave Anthony, Decatur, Fox News, probing yet another issue. Security clearances in the Trump administration called into question by a whistleblower. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Senior advisor to the president, Jared Kushner, telling Fox's Laura Ingraham that his security clearance at the White House was obtained through proper channels after a whistleblower told a different story to congressional investigators.
Over the last 2 years that I've been here, I've been accused of all different types of things, and all of those things have turned out to be false. We've had a lot of crazy accusations, like that we colluded with Russia.
That whistleblower with the Personnel Security Office told a congressional committee that about 25 individuals were granted White House security clearances after their applications had been initially rejected by career officials for serious disqualifying issues. Dave?
John, today's the day House Democrats demanded to get the full Mueller report, but Attorney General Barr has said it might be the middle of the month. The president called it an exoneration. The special counsel found no Russia collusion. Democrats want to see the evidence considered on possible obstruction of justice. The disaster relief bill falls short at the Senate.
The sticking point is hurricane relief for Puerto Rico. Democrats largely rejected a Republican disaster relief package, arguing it strips money for the U.S. territory's recovery.
They've even rejected a Democratic effort to speed up the release of the billions in already allocated funding.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer pushed for passage of the House-approved plan.
Fox's Jared Halpern says the Republicans want flood relief from the Midwest. President Trump tweeted Democrats want to give Puerto Rico more money, taking dollars away from our farmers. He wrote Puerto Rico is already scheduled to get more hurricane relief money than any place in history, then called the politicians there incompetent or corrupt. Chaos in Los Angeles.
They said people got trampled over. They don't know what happened.
It was during a memorial for murdered rapper Nipsey Hussle. 19 people were injured, too critically. This is police ID. Hussle's accused killer out searching for him. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A new tirade in Iran about the U.S. The foreign minister says U.S. sanctions imposed after President Trump pulled out of the international nuclear deal, economic terrorism. And it's turning deadly, blaming those sanctions for hampering rescue efforts in areas of Iran hit hard by recent floods, blamed for 45 deaths. British lawmakers still can't agree on a plan to leave the European Union.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator urging Britain to make its mind up.
The UK should now indicate a way forward or indicate the plan.
Michel Barnier speaking the morning after Britain's Parliament rejected 4 alternative Brexit plans. It's also thrown out Prime Minister Theresa May's divorce proposal. Barnier saying a disorderly split is looming.
No deal was never our desired or intended scenario. It becomes day after day more likely.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures this morning have been moving down a little bit the day after big gains when the Dow surged 329 points and the Nasdaq gained nearly 100. Now sports. Every Major League Baseball team now has a win in the new season.
And a high fly ball, one up deep right field. Hayward's back. Second chance. First run. It's 1-0.
Ender Inciarte led off the bottom of the first with a home run for the Braves. That's all they needed. Atlanta shut out the Chicago Cubs 8-0 on Fox Sports Southeast, the last team to get their first W. Chris Davis hit his league-leading fifth home run, powering the Oakland A's past the Boston Red Sox. The Yankees beat the Tigers, but New York lost two players to injury, Giancarlo Stanton and Miguel Andujar. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors clinched a division title, beating Orlando. Milwaukee topped Brooklyn. Portland moved into a third-place tie with Houston in the Western Conference playoff race. The Blazers beat Minnesota. And in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs secured a playoff berth with a win over the New York Islanders. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Fly away on a fun getaway from Springfield's Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport to Laughlin, Nevada's Riverside Resort and Casino, May 19th through May 23rd. Enjoy Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino for just $369. Airfare, four nights hotel, and ground transportation, just $369 per person, inclusive of taxes and fees, based on double occupancy. Book now for a fun getaway. Call 1-800-227-3849 or visit Riverside Resort. For details.
What would you do with $100,000? Get your shot at winning $100,000 by purchasing a St. Teresa Mega Raffle ticket. Tickets cost $100 each. Or you can take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets and increasing your odds of winning. Only 5,000 tickets will be sold. And the grand prize drawing will be on Friday, May 31st. Buy your tickets today by calling 875-7950 or online at STTmega.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, April 2nd, Election Day version of Byers & Company. Ride and run this hour with Kyle May from Spin City and Fleet Feet. We got a brand new Cardinals hour with Kevin and Brett and Mike Claiborne. Plus, we'll announce our Heinkel's countdown to opening day winner next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. It is those weird sort of pre-spring mornings where it's sort of chilly and cold. You don't know what to wear to work because it's going to be 60 before the day's over.
Yeah, you still need a coat in the morning.
I didn't wear one today.
I know, because you don't need one by the afternoon.
You don't want to lug it around. And there's also this defiant thing of like, I will have spring, damn it.
Then you get in here and it's like 98 degrees.
Okay, that's a whole other factor. But for everyone else, good morning and welcome. Isn't it strange? This happens all the time. We talk about something very particular
Or around the news of the entertainment world, and then a couple of days later, there's a big story around the person you just talked about. Mm-hmm. This happened with Mick Jagger.
Yep.
You know, we just got in telling you about this unbelievable documentary that is now available. Was it Netflix or was it Amazon? Netflix.
Netflix, yes.
I also get that confused after a while. Who can keep track of the Hulu versus Amazon versus Netflix versus all of the others?
And then whenever you see the previews, you're like, when did I see that? Where was it?
Yeah. And the documentary was that's Olé, 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 which is their South American tour from 2016. It's a really good documentary. It ends with a really fabulous concert in Havana, Cuba, which is just, it's stunning. And how much do you think the drone has added to sort of real life documentary sort of things?
Oh my gosh. I mean, to get some of those shots, they used to have either cranes or helicopters, and it used to take an entire crew. Now you got one guy with a drone, and that is all it takes. And you can... It's funny because they're so smooth. They have all those stabilizers.
Yeah,
and everything.
I mean, it just gives you like a concert, like a huge concert in Cuba, right? I mean, it just gives you this perspective of how many people are there.
Yeah, exactly. And they're able to just fly over the crowd.
Yeah.
Nice and smooth.
Years ago, they would have to rent a helicopter with a pilot.
And or cranes.
Would have been a little bumpy or whatever. Anyway, we talk about this the other day, and then it turns out that Mick Jagger is going to miss, and they had to cancel and postpone, a number of U.S. and Canada dates because of a mysterious illness. We now know that he is undergoing heart surgery this week. And will supposedly make a full recovery, be back on the road by this summer.
Does that seem a little premature to say that? That sounds bad, but I mean, he's, you know, something with this heart. Is that terrible to say? Like,
I'm not a medical expert. I don't know. He's 75 years old.
It must be pretty routine or something that's fairly...
They're replacing a heart valve. And the New York Post's Page Six website, citing unidentified sources, said the surgery would involve placing a stent in the singer's heart. I think that's a fairly common procedure.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
But he is also in excellent physical health. I mean, he is, and we were just remarking on this the other day when telling you about this documentary, that he is at the age of 75. From a body perspective and movement perspective, he still looks like a man in his 50s, doesn't he? I mean...
He really does. I mean,
I don't think that's even an exaggeration.
No, it's really not. I was really kind of surprised by how well he gets around. I mean, the moves haven't changed much, I can tell you that.
Maybe a little.
Maybe a
modified
little.
A little. Shoes are maybe a little more comfortable.
Yeah. Yes.
But we wish him nothing but the best. And they told the U.S. and Canadian fans that have purchased tickets to hold on to those tickets. Because they would be trying to redo those dates. So he's going to have this medical treatment, and they said he's expected to make a full recovery. But as you point out, he's 75 years old. Is he one of the constants?
What do you mean?
I'm 52 years old, going on 53, and Mick Jagger's always been in my life. There's not a lot you can say. There's not a lot of things you can point to that have been around my entire 53 years. Because entertainers are usually older than you, and they pass away. I mean, this is a day and age where Luke Perry died a couple of weeks ago at, you know, the age of 51 or whatever. I mean, the idea that he's still out there performing, that even having major heart surgery, they're expecting him to be back out on the road this summer. He's 75 years old. That's amazing.
It is. It is. And that's why they probably say expected to make a full recovery. I mean, this is a fairly routine. I mean,
is anything fairly routine, as you pointed out accurately, at 75?
Didn't Coach have this done not all that long ago? So
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I still think it's a tender age. You just don't know. And any sort of surgery could be dangerous. Well, anyway, that's the news as to why the Rolling Stones have canceled their dates Canada and the U.S. This spring and into summer. Although the doctors say they're expecting him to make a full recovery and be back out on the road. All right. We've got a lot to get to here today. When are we going to announce our Heinkel's Countdown opening day winner? Do we have that person?
Well, I have the list.
Okay.
So we can pluck from the list. I can randomly pick.
How many people are on the list?
Something like 25, I think.
Okay, 25, 30, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can get you a winner, though. I can get you a winner.
Okay, I want to do that before we get into the 7 o'clock hour and jumpstart everything else, because we're going to start all over again with Kevin Burhaney and Brett Jerger.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing, and I don't know what to do with this.
What? This doesn't sound good. You're like...
No, it's good.
Okay. You're like reaching into your bag of tricks, and I'm thinking, okay, what's going on?
Or otherwise known as my gym bag.
Yeah.
I had a file folder stuffed in there. I apologize. I got an email from Chris Olson the other day, And Chris said, if Tate and Lyle's Cardinal tickets are available for opening day, would you be able to use them?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's make this clear. We've got two tickets we're giving away, mm-hmm. courtesy of Heinkel's Countdown to Opening Day. We'll announce that winner before the bottom of the hour. That person's heading to Busch Stadium on Thursday. Then we have another pair of tickets. Now, help me if I'm wrong here. That from J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and our big Nauticator.com ticket window presented by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. We'll be giving that away during the 7 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have Tate and Lyle's four seats to opening day, which the face value on these, you know what? It doesn't even say what the face. Oh, yeah, $160 a piece.
A piece. Wow.
Four tickets.
Ooh.
These are section 151, row 13, and they are right, well, 13 rows behind home plate. And if you're going to opening day, that is where all, that's where they park all the World Series trophies, where all of the Clydesdales end up and the Ford Mustangs or the Ford trucks or whatever. They bring all the players out. That's where, you know, Whitey and Ozzy and all of the Cardinal Hall of Famers and the Red Blazers will be. I mean, you get like a right up close view of all the action. Now, do we want to do something good with these?
What do you mean? What are you thinking?
I don't know. Maybe we auction them?
We can.
You
give
just gave
a
me
shot.
A look.
We can give that a
Wait
shot.
Wait a minute. You just gave me a look. And a look again.
I'm not giving you a look.
You went.
I'm not giving you a look.
There was a look and a tilt of the head.
Let's give it a shot.
I first of all, I didn't say let's do that. I was just asking the question. What do you think?
Okay. Why not?
I was looking for a little more feedback than that. What do you think? If you don't want to auction them, how would you like to do this?
I don't know. Four, those are really good tickets, and there's four of them?
There are four of them.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, now, I mean, I'm all for giving everything away, and we love to do that, I mean, around here, right? But when you think about, this is, you know, I put that the home button in on my phone, and I wish I hadn't.
You know, I saw that, and I don't have that. I don't get it.
The new phone, by the way, the X, doesn't have a home button.
No.
And you can put a virtual home button.
Yeah, it's like a little fuzzy dot.
And you can move it around, but it's always, no matter what you open up or what you're trying to do, it always is in the way. Like, no matter what.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, why is it up here on the right? Because, well, you need to go to do something
See,
on the right.
It's so intuitive to me now, like if I'm using we have a work phone that we use for filming and things like that I forget how to use it all the time because of that.
All right. Anyway, $636 worth of tickets.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Should we just do just the thing of like, here you go, it's free?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Okay, well, what would you like to do?
Well, I think you already suggested it. Let's try auction.
Do we do an auction, or do we just have, if somebody's willing to like make a donation to charity at face value or something like that?
That's a great idea.
I'll get Kevin and Brett's thoughts on it as well. So we have a winner, and then a winner, and then a winner today. So there's going to be three winners of tickets to see the Cardinals on opening day on this big action-packed Tuesday. All right, that coming up a little bit later in the program. We did not watch, the crazy thing is, we were trying to watch The Walking Dead last night.
Yeah.
And we had not watched the end of last week's Walking Dead, and I'm not sure why. Is it just too much information? Too busy? You watch this stuff, it's on demand,
and I kind of wish I hadn't, to be honest, because it was kind of a big one.
Yeah, it was. How did we go... Here's my question, though. Does no one care? Because how did we go this long without getting a spoiler?
Nobody told us. Exactly. So I'm wondering if it's
on its way out, on its last leg.
When is Fear the Walking Dead? Because I always preferred this show.
I don't know. I don't even know where that... I mean, it usually comes back. Last night was Sunday night was the season finale of The Walking Dead, and it usually runs sort of counter-parallel to their season. So soon, I would imagine. And there was a huge spoiler, and then we had to go back and find episode 15 to watch again because we had missed the last, you know, half hour or whatever it was when all of the stuff happened. This woman, I know that it's the apocalypse and the end of the world, and we're talking about zombies and not very realistic plots and all of that. She's just too creepy even put into words.
She's always been a really creepy actress anyway.
Did you? I don't even recognize her. You always refer to her as being in Minority Report, which was the Tom Cruise movie, the kind of the sci-fi.
Yeah, she was the...
One of the precogs.
She was the girl precog.
Okay. I don't... When I look at her in this television show, I don't see that at all. I mean, there's nothing at all that sort of goes, oh, yeah, that's her.
That same kind of vacant thing and that kind of whispery talk. That was the same way. She's like the same person, only just...
Well, maybe that's her voice.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. She's creepy. And I don't know at the end of the day what to think about the rehabilitation of Negan or what. I don't even know. I kind of feel like the show has jumped the shark.
Maybe. And the whispers, okay, I get it. I mean, I don't know if it's realistic or not, but the whole thing is just...
Who knows? Look how stupid people are without any of these problems.
Oh, I know.
Think about how they would be if there were just no rules and everything broke down and there was no society. More important than The Walking Dead and walking on your last leg is Joe Biden done. I'm following this story with at least a little bit of interest because I want to know, there's a second woman that has come out now. This first person evidently was at Nevada, is a Bernie Sanders supporter, and I don't know the second woman. Here's my question. This guy seems to have done exactly what he's accused of doing in public in front of cameras for the better part of 30 years.
Yes. Nobody cared then.
Why didn't anybody bring this up when he was vice president of the United States of America? Mm-hmm. Why didn't anybody bring this up when he was in the United States Senate? Why did no one care at all before now?
Well, and he hasn't even announced if he's running for president.
I know, but why didn't anyone care?
It was just Uncle Joe.
No, but
I don't know. I don't honestly know. But what's funny is just listening to some of the Democratic folks. I mean, there's some just to me. I mean, obviously opponents or people running for president, they're immediately going, "Oh, this is outrageous." It's not.
Well, okay. Well, hang on. I don't know that it's not or it is. I'm not willing to go there. I don't know. What I'm saying is that the same people who are now accusing him or his, as you said, other candidates that are talking about this, they were at the same functions, the same parties, the same.
Yeah.
And this is a guy, this has been a stalwart of their party for, you know, a 40-year political career, 50-year political career.
Exactly.
So why is it that they didn't have a problem with it a year ago? But now that he's thinking about getting in the race, all of a sudden there's a problem with it. I mean, isn't this not point to the whole reason that this has been weaponized?
It's been weaponized.
So does it really matter to real victims? Should they not feel like horribly ashamed at what politicians do with this?
I would be angry. I mean, I've mentioned this before, what the damage it does to actual victims and actual claims.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really does. This is an issue.
And when a woman comes out from Connecticut and she's talking about a 2009 political fundraiser, this is the second woman who's come out in Greenwich, Connecticut, 2009, a decade ago. And oh, by the way, he was vice president of the United States. Nobody came out while he was serving.
Nothing.
He rubbed noses with her. Now, I have to ask you, on the scale of creepy, I'll give you a high number. On the scale of uncomfortable, I'll give you a high number.
I'm trying to understand, rubs, so he kind of got in her face.
He gave her what we would have as a child called an Eskimo kiss, which I didn't even know where that comes from. Probably not true either.
Yeah, it's probably completely.
She said, it wasn't sexual, but he did grab me by the head. He put his hand around my neck and pulled me in to rub noses with me. When he was pulling me in, I thought he was going to kiss me on the mouth. Now, are we to a point where this comes off so ridiculous that it actually backfires and helps Joe Biden?
I'm wondering, because I'm hearing a lot of the a lot of the main, like, Democrats that really would like to see Joe Biden in are excusing this away. They would not have done this any other, I mean, like an Al Franken, for instance.
Yeah, but okay, maybe. I don't think anybody's in this for a pure reason at all. I think the people that are supporters are going to dismiss and shame, you know, the people who are coming out. I think the people who are against him are going to use it as ammunition to kick him out of the race before the race even starts. I don't think anything has anything to do with actually making anyone uncomfortable or having anything to do with taking up for anybody's rights at all.
This
is just political. This is what we do. We're politicians. This is just how it works. Now, are you uncomfortable with the amount of pictures that have surfaced?
You know, this is terrible to say, but everybody knows this guy. We know.
Okay,
but
there's a couple versions of this guy, though.
The guy that just is a little too, like, a handshake won't do, kind of wants to hug, but kind of gives you a little...
Okay, but hang on a second. There's multiple versions of this guy. You're lumping it all into one, and I don't think that's fair. Is, for instance, our very own Terrence Taylor. Tat, is he that guy?
Yeah, no, he's not.
But why?
Yeah, I guess...
Because he's young?
No.
Because he's attractive?
No.
Because he's in great physical shape?
I think just because he's an equal opportunity hugger.
So I think Biden is too. I mean, I think he's hugging men, women, grandchildren, okay. Grandparents. I mean, I think he's but there is.
I'm not sure he's sniffing guys' hair.
Okay. You're sort of making my point now as we move along,
yeah.
But go ahead. There's also the guy that people don't really get that's just sort of way too intimate. Like,
but I mean, isn't there sometimes this guy that you don't know why? There's a creep factor.
Okay, but is there a creep factor? I'm saying that guy, and I can name a couple, there is a creep factor, and everybody goes, ooh.
Yes.
I'm not sure everybody's been going, ooh, for 20, 30 years over Joe Biden until he decided to run for president against all of these other people.
No, it was just always, oh, Uncle Joe.
Yeah. And by the way, people have used, you know, has anyone had a free pass, like the Uncle Joe pass in politics for a long time?
Oh,
maybe
no.
This is just
that
karma.
Crazy Irishman.
That's just Joe. Even his name, just perfect for it, right? Crazy Joe, good old-fashioned Joe, blue-collar Joe, working man Joe. The smelling of the hair, is that a thing?
Why are you asking me? I mean, like, have I had my
Because
hair
you're
smelled?
A woman and you have hair is why I'm asking
I
you.
I have had, particularly when my hair was very long, and this has been probably 20 years ago, yes, I would have people smell my hair.
In what way? You say people. Men?
Yes.
Of a certain age?
No, there was no particular age, honestly. And you got
just random people just come up and smell your hair.
I remember being in a grocery store line, and there was a gentleman behind me, probably, and again, this is 20 years ago. He's probably in his 30s.
Yeah.
Just told me my hair smelled amazing.
Okay, no, is that the same thing as smelling your hair? If I can smell your hair without getting near you.
Well, so I said, thank you, and he kind of then lifted my hair up and took another whiff.
All right, that's creepy.
And it was. That was like, okay, that's weird.
I don't get that. I
don't either. But I've had other kind of like lean in, like,
yeah.
I'll be in close quarters with them, usually somebody I know.
Okay.
I'm familiar with.
We got to take a break. I want to pick back up on this, okay. Because I'm just wondering where all of this was over the last, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this woman's on Facebook from 2009.
From 2009, exactly.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today and highs near 57 degrees. Tonight, clear and lows around 35 for your Wednesday. Increasing clouds, highs near 60. And Thursday, showers likely mainly before 1 p.m. Cloudy and highs near 56. Currently in downtown Decatur, it is 37 degrees.
Get ready, Decatur. Cork Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Back here on a Tuesday, yes, that's right, it's baseball time, and coming up in about a half hour, you're going to have more chances to win with the folks from Jurger Pediatric Dentistry and J.L. Hubbard Insurance Bonds. Brett and Kevin will be in the studios with us. They had a press conference yesterday for the Decatur Celebration. We have them coming in a little later in the program. We got Ride and Run with Kyle May straight ahead, and just a lot of fun, a lot of action-packed information for you, and it's Election Day, so we'll tell you about that. More on Joe Biden on the other side of the break. Here comes Stories and News. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your Stories Now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The Decatur Celebration has announced a new revitalization effort as well as a new part-time producer. The board of directors has hired Jared Cox as part-time producer for the 34th annual event that will take place August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in downtown Decatur. In addition, a revitalization committee has been formed to seek sponsorship and community support. The committee is co-chaired by Celebration Board member Amber Kaler and former Celebration Board president Kevin Berhaney. Additional committee members include Celebration Board member Megan Berhaney, longtime volunteer and past board president Mark Scranton, and former board president Frank Farrakane. Entertainment for the celebration is expected to be announced later this spring. Today, residents of Macon County will go to the polls to cast their vote in the 2019 consolidated election. As of Monday evening, 1,779 early and grace period votes have been cast. Residents in Decatur will be deciding on mayor, city council, school board, and park board seats, as well as seats on the Richland Board of Trustees. Polls will close at 7 p.m. this evening. Catch results at nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Today's when House Democrats have demanded the release of the full special counsel Russia election meddling report. That's apparently not happening.
Instead, Attorney General William Barr told lawmakers he should have a redacted version ready by the middle of this month. Tomorrow, the House Judiciary Committee is expected to authorize subpoenas to compel the report's release.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. President Trump on Twitter now says a vote on a Republican health care plan to replace Obamacare will happen after the 2020 election. There's a runoff election today for mayor in Chicago between Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle.
I've spent my life as a public servant.
And former Chicago Police Board President Lori Lightfoot.
We must do our work.
Yes.
We must knock on every door.
They're both Democrats. One will become the first African-American woman to be Chicago's mayor. This is Fox News.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
Taking a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast, it's a nice one. Mostly sunny skies today and highs near 57 degrees. We might have some wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Then for tonight, mostly clear. Lows are going to be around 35 degrees. For your Wednesday, some increasing clouds, highs around 60 degrees. Then Thursday, we've got some showers likely mainly after 1 p.m. with cloudy skies and highs near 56 degrees. It is 37 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. It is Election Day. I hope everyone is out hitting the polls and voting for your candidate of choice. You got mayors and councils and park boards and school boards all over the central Illinois area. Please get out and do your part. And you can follow Nowdecatur.com and our Nowdecatur social media this evening if you want to see updated results. Expect those results to come trickling in around 8 o'clock.
About 8 o'clock,
so.
Yeah.
It's a quicker night.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have to, like, consolidate counties and congressional districts and all of that.
A lot easier to monitor,
Josh,
I can tell you that.
Josh's first election, though.
Yes,
it is. His first election. His first election in charge.
He's worked
with Steve Bean, you know, for years and years. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens there. All right, the question on the pictures, the Joe Biden stuff. There's no doubt that he is a close talker.
Yes, a familiar
Is that what it's
person.
Called?
I mean, like, he's very, very familiar whenever he speaks to you. You know, he's very hand contact, kind of like Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton didn't do...
Not quite like this.
Bill would hold on to your hand.
Yes.
But it was seen back then as a very endearing thing.
Yes,
because
he had a way of making you feel like he was...
Invested
talking.
In
yeah.
you. Now, I find that to be an incredibly uncomfortable thing. When someone holds on to your hand...
Yeah, I do too.
There's a handshake.
And let me the hell go.
All right, now here's the first sign of the weirdness, right? You go to shake someone's hand. There are a couple of things I can't stand. Just personally, it's not like I want the person not to have a job. I just me personally. You go in and shake somebody's hand and they have a very limp.
Ooh, that is one of my biggest pet
dead
peeves.
Dead fish handshake.
Yes. Squeeze my hand,
and
man.
It's sort of like,
especially if it's men.
Annoying.
Yeah.
But not.
I don't like it with women. I don't like
okay.
it with men.
Then there's the opposite side of that where you've got some guy who wants to try to break every bone in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, somewhere in between, just give me a nice firm
exactly.
handshake. Okay. Then there's this move. And this move is uncomfortable.
Is it the two hand?
The two hand.
Okay.
So you go to shake a hand and they got the one hand and then they put their other hand over it. So now they have two hands on your one hand. And it's meant to imply what?
You know, it's funny. I do this move with the elderly. Don't know why. Don't ask me why. I do with older people, like especially if they're hard of hearing. I don't know why.
Is it a bridge to lean in?
A little bit like, hi, how are you? And you kind of get in there.
Oh, you little cute old fragile
yes.
thing.
So I do.
So it's kind of condescending.
I don't mean it to be. I mean it to be more like special or something. I don't know. I am guilty of this. I do this.
So what you are saying then is, oh, you cute little raisin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Just trying to make
sure. You don't have any time left, so I'm going to be really.
Gentle.
Yes. So I am kind of like, I do kind of like whenever I shake their hand, I am a little softer with my handshake.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Kind of a, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. And then there's the hug.
Well, there's the half hug and then there's the full hug.
The half hug is just an arm around the back?
Yeah. I'm fine with that. In any situation.
With anybody?
Mm-hmm. I find it odd with people that I'm not, that I'm just an acquaintance with.
Do you think that most people, I'm not a hugger.
No.
No, wait a minute. Isn't that a good thing in this day and age?
Yeah.
But you said it like it was a bad thing.
No, I mean, but it has nothing to do with this day and age. You're just not a hugger.
But I hug people that I know, and I would say that most of that is an initiation by women.
Yes, very much. Very
and
much.
Today, without any initiation, there's no hug.
No.
And I don't mean to be like off-putting. It's just not, no. Now, let's get to the next level of this. Are some of these pictures where he's supposedly smelling somebody's hair, he also looks like he's whispering into their ear.
Yes. And he might be.
And is a photo can look, you know, given he's a closer, we know this, he's going to get
yes.
close in your grill. And he's
they're at a press conference or somebody's speaking, and he leans in and goes, hey, I'd be really proud of your husband. He's looking great. And he'd give you a little rub on the shoulders. You can turn that into something very nefarious, but just like a still photo
with
of
a still photo. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, if you look it up, the ex-defense secretary, there was one of these that went viral about him kind of creeping on her, and she said that was absolutely not at all the way I felt or what happened, that he was actually talking to me, but he's taller, he's got his hands on his shoulder, and he looks like he's leaning in. You could look like he's smelling her hair. Do you think he's smelling hair? Maybe he's just talking to people.
And he is a close talker. He does like to kind of do it in the ear a little bit.
But, yeah.
I mean, I'd rather it be in my ear than those people that think they have to speak into your mouth.
Well, I think that's like just when he's behind.
Children.
Yeah, I
like
know.
In order to tell me a secret, they got to tell me.
Okay. So try to stay on the current path of conversation here. So some people have come to his defense and said, look, this is, that's, you take that picture and it looks like that's not at all what happened. I think that the Democrat Party at large, the candidates they have out there, run the risk of looking like impetuous children.
Yes, they do.
And some of this can backfire. But that doesn't mean he's not in danger as a candidate, because this base, they're hell-bent on seeing him out of here.
They are.
And so middle-of-the-road people might go, you know, this seems like a lot to do about nothing. Doesn't mean that primary people are going to let this thing stand.
No. And it'll be the demise. I mean, Trump 2020.
But why is there no context? Now they're saying because of this, he can't be a contrast to Trump. I mean, really, when did we start? When did an Eskimo kiss become equated with rape or mm-hmm. the grab him by the? When did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, now he won't have the moral high ground. Because why?
Never seemed to be a thing with Bill Clinton.
Well, there were people who wondered that about Hillary. You know, I mean, because of all the past. I just think this is an absolute, you can say it's annoying, you can say it's obnoxious, you can say it's bad behavior, you can say, oh, it's old Joe, he's been doing this for years. This isn't how we should be deciding presidents.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And the Democrats, I mean,
And this isn't Republicans, by the way. I mean, the Biden campaign came out and said this is a bunch of, you know, right-wing trolls.
No, it's not.
You better look around. It's Bernie
yours.
Sanders. It's all
it's
the people that you'll be running against.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sitting here defending, I guess.
The Republicans just really don't. They're just letting.
The Republicans want him to run in some ways because his son's got some weird connections to the Ukraine, and there's some other stuff that I don't know. I think a guy like Joe Biden resonates with a lot of Democrats and a lot of middle of the road people.
Oh, definitely.
And that don't want socialism.
Yeah.
You know, that strange sort of old-fashioned kind of American that's just not buying
into
the whole socialism thing.
And that's what I'm saying. Republicans don't need to pile on Joe Biden. They're letting the Democrats implode on themselves.
Okay, so the pictures aren't convincing you that creepy old Joe.
No, it's just that guy.
I got to ask, the smelling of the hair thing's weird to me.
It is.
Whatever is your thing, I'm okay with. I'm not judging. I'm just saying smelling random people's hair seems weird
to
me.
I've only had the one rando do that.
Okay, now, so that's 41 years of living. It's not like...
Yes, I have had people I'm familiar with who are close to them, and they kind of lean over. Oh my gosh, your hair smells great.
But isn't that a compliment?
Yes.
Why do you use scented shampoo?
Exactly. I'm like, I know, it's Pantene. Totally.
Or if a man says, well, man, you smell great. Why did you put perfume on in the morning? Mm-hmm. Only for the other ladies to notice?
Yeah, exactly. So I never really thought it was that big of a deal other than the one dude.
Guy grabbing your hair in the grocery store line and sniffing. It's weird.
Smelling my hair like it's tomato. It was just weird.
You smell tomatoes?
And produce.
You do? Tomatoes?
Yeah, I sniff stuff. I sniff, squeeze. I'm that person.
You put it back after you've done all that to it?
If it don't smell right.
Great. Good to know, because everybody else is doing the same thing. Hope you're watching those things. We've got to take a break. Ride and Run coming up on the other side. Kyle May in studios. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Can you name the artist? Can you name the song?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I know Spirit in the Sky.
Yeah, Norman Greenbaum.
Who knew that?
That's random. I don't
right?
know. I'm just saying it's a Spirit in the Sky. That's an interesting. That shows up in, like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy or something, right? On one of those mixtapes, and then all the kids, like, go, oh, I love that. That's way back. Old school.
Cool.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome.
Did you ever, like, do the old school DJ, like, spinning music and stuff? Like, what's your, like, how do you, like, a music aficionado or?
Me?
Yeah.
Are you asking how I became a DJ?
Oh my god,
like the music stuff that, you know, like, did you ever
no, I was never a DJ, just always a fan of music.
Okay.
And you know, back when we would, like, buy music,
yeah,
you know, before we rented it, I had a well, I'll go back through all of that. I can go back to 8-track and go back to vinyl.
I didn't know if
cassettes.
You ever, like, did it and, like,
no,
did the actual DJ thing.
No,
and, like,
A man's got to know his limitations,
okay.
Kyle, and that wouldn't be one of those things. Although there
I can
is
see that everyone,
yeah. If you want to watch a fairly funny show on Netflix, you can watch Turn Up Charlie with Idris Elba, where he plays, like, an aging DJ in London. It's very
okay.
Very good. It's a series made for Netflix. All right, Kyle May, he knows a thing or two about spinning, and that would be cycling and running, and the owner of Fleet Feet. And Spin City, you've got a great couple of stores over on the West End. We've had so much fun. I think everybody's just generally excited. I love this. You get up in the morning, it's a little chilly, but you know it's going to be 60 before the day's over. That makes you happy.
Yeah, and for us, the sun's coming up a little bit more.
It absolutely
time.
Is. But, I mean, is that the feel in the shop right
oh, yeah.
now? You know, people are just
yeah.
sort of, like, blooming.
Yeah, actually, the run store, we had our best month ever last month. So definitely people are getting out. Bike shop, the repair board is pretty full.
Yeah, everybody getting people. Everything out over the winter and getting yeah. tires filled and,
yeah.
and ready
it's
to go.
It's definitely a lot different than a month or so ago. So
all right. What is it about outdoors? You know, I was reading recently that the key to health and living a healthy life is sort of being outside, that there's just study after study after study that will connect good health, good mental health, good physical health with nature. And, you know, whether that's a running trail or a bike trail or the gravel stuff you're doing
yeah.
Or whatever it is, trail running, getting out there, there's a mental health aspect as well as clearly the physical health aspect. I just think people that do this are happier.
Yeah, you can tell, or my wife can tell, if I have not ridden or ran or worked out for a little while. Or
well, what are the signs?
I'm not as nice.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm usually extremely...
But cranky?
No.
A little moody?
I get a little moody if I don't work out, or, like, you'll go for a bike ride and somebody's, like, riding different and, like, just riding angry. It's like, dude, you haven't been riding, or what's going on? Or,
yeah. You got to get it out. You got to let it out.
Yeah, there's definitely just the people I work out and run with and ride with and stuff, you can tell whenever somebody hasn't worked out in a little while.
It's amazing how much we've transformed, though, as a community over the last, you know, 30 or 40 years. I mean, I remember I was at the Park District back when the first bike trail was put in, the first leg of the bike trail. And that would have been in Fairview Park, I believe to Kiwanis, maybe, that first leg that was put in. And the neighbors were losing their minds. And it was like, this is going to be criminals.
Rapists.
Yeah, I mean, and it's hard to sit here in 2019 and tell you that this actually existed, but it did. I mean, if this was a thing.
Still a little bit of
it. But now I see it in listings. I go to Brinkhotter.com, and if you're on the bike trail, that's a thing you add into the listing of the home you're trying to sell.
Yeah, I was working in bike shops around that same time, and there was an opposition for it, and I went to some meetings and stuff, and but then there's study after study after study that increases housing property values
and happiness,
quality of life, and so that's one thing that I think the city needs more of is more bike trails.
Okay, and
bike lanes.
There was at one time sort of a statewide plan. I mean, I can remember back in the day there was sort of a comprehensive, like, basically, I think the plan was, you know, 25 years ago that you could get on a bike trail anywhere and basically go anywhere in the state.
Yeah, it's so if you noticed the road in Mount Zion that they redid the bridges on, there's actually like a bike lane next to it.
Yes.
So now they have something to where if they redo a section of road or redo a bridge that they have to put a bike lane in. It doesn't quite connect to a whole lot yet, but eventually.
It will.
Yeah, hopefully.
How much of that is quality of life for a community? I can remember when early on we would go to Hawaii, you know, before it was popular here, you know, as popular as it is today, and you would just see cyclists, I mean, just everywhere. I mean, they are on every road. You know, these are roads that are not very busy, and these islands aren't populated with huge amounts of people. You'd see more bikes than you do cars.
Yeah, well, people vacation just to go ride over there and stuff, too, so that's a whole other thing.
But it is a quality of life thing.
Yeah, and it, you know, there's been studies and there's been things proven that you put in bike paths that connect pockets of the cities and stuff, and that more people are out being active, and it increases housing values. People care more about their communities and stuff whenever people are out riding around and exploring it that direction. So,
do you think people that are my age, or I guess of any age, that haven't ridden a bike in a long time, maybe since childhood, that there is a fear safety factor kind of thing that they need to get over that hurdle?
Well, yeah, that's a big problem with riding in the with traffic and stuff like
that. Yeah, but I mean, even just getting out on a bike trail, do you think people are intimidated? I'm sure there is a threshold of just sort of like, I've done this for a long time.
I think the whole working out thing's intimidating.
It is, but I meant like even a step further, maybe.
Hopping on a bike to go for a ride with a group of people is a whole another level of intimidation. Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely a learning curve, and just you got to... Yeah, it's intimidating, but we try to do our best to be inclusive with everybody and get people out and active. And, yeah, you're right. I think people need to get out and be active, riding, running, walking, hiking.
Absolutely. Just get out and walk. Start walking. At the Penguin in the Park was this past week, and I know our Rachel Devereaux was out there. There's a photo gallery on Nauticator.com and Nauticator Facebook page. That kind of kicks off the running season.
Yeah, it kind of kicks off the season. The weather didn't work out real great for them.
Everybody was dressed for it. See, we got the tack now.
Yeah.
It's okay. You guys are heading to the City of Decatur Health Fair. When is that?
So the city at the Civic Center has a little health fair. We went last year with Fleet Feet. We're going to take the bike shop this year too, and we're doing actually some shoe fittings with Hoka and Brooks and
very Super cool Feet. Now this was something I think Tim Gleason started when he was city manager to get sort of like, I mean, everybody wants a healthier workforce, right? I mean, that's just part of it.
Yeah, it's like their health and wellness fair. It's like some other companies there talking about some of the products that they have, and we're going to be there promoting ours.
All right, you guys got a gravel ride this Wednesday?
Yeah. Should be nice.
Tell
enough.
Me what
the weather's going to be nice.
All right, what do I need to do a gravel ride? What level of experience, expertise, equipment? What do I have to do a gravel ride?
So this one's going to be a little different. So our gravel series that we're kicking off in the 1st of May, we're going to do a 10-week series every other week, and we're going to have a 20-mile-ish and a 40-mile route drawn up. That would be really great and all-inclusive. We're going to meet at some towns around the area. Even like the bike you got last summer, your Escape, like a little flat bar bike, has a little bit bigger tire on it. You could ride on gravel on that.
I could do bike. Okay, I could use the bike I have.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I'm really surprised because normally I think you would tell me I have to come in and buy another bike.
Well, I mean, if you want to
really have the experience,
You could get a gravel bike starts around $1,000.
I know, but you have to explain to me. I have a little trepidation about this because I have learned over the years that biking and gravel are two things that generally don't go together if you're just going out for a ride.
Exactly. Yeah. So most of the time through the years we've sold we've sold a ton of road bikes and they have a little skinnier tire and it's all about going fast and less rolling resistance and trying to go down the road as fast as possible. And then whenever you hit like a freshly graveled road, you're like sliding all over the place and it's a very uncomfortable experience. So basically it's like a road bike, but a little bit bigger tire and it actually handles really well on that type of terrain.
Okay.
So then the series that we're going to do, I'm going to have a map out there. So you would put your phone on your little case that you have on your bike and you could fire up the map and you would follow the map out in the country.
Which helps.
Well, yeah.
A great deal if you want to make it back. That's exactly right. Kyle May in the studios. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 57 degrees. Tonight clear and lows around 35 for your Wednesday. Increasing clouds, highs near 60. And Thursday, some showers likely mainly before 1 p.m. cloudy and highs near 56 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 37 degrees.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Where it began. Back here on a Tuesday. Yeah, that's a 20-something picking out all the music over the last few days, and it is quite Sybil-esque. We are here. Neil Diamond, right? Good morning. Kyle May from Ride and Run in the studios with us today. Coming up, Brett Jurger, Kevin Berhaney. A little bit later today, we got the folks from the Decatur Celebration announced yesterday. They are moving forward, have sort of repaired some of the relationships, and there's an outside committee that's gotten together. Good news all. Cool. There'll be a chance to still participate. Yeah, you know, the quality of life stuff, it's important. Everybody wants it. Not everyone's willing to do all the work that it requires to get it done because it's a lot of work. You're a small business owner. You participate a lot in the community. You know, Heather's coming in to be a part of our next WSOY MCA challenge. But I think it's important to note this. We're really looking forward to her being in this. But you guys, it's a struggle for you to find a lunch hour. I mean, just literally running the shops. I just don't know that people know how hard you guys work and the hours that you get put in. Then when you do the extra stuff on top of that, it's hard being a small business owner.
Yeah.
And one that wants to give back to the community.
Yeah.
But more people need to do it. If you want quality of life, it takes everybody getting involved. Easy to complain and criticize.
Yeah. And, you know, putting on cycling events and, you know, the triathlon through the years and being on these committees. And, my reasoning is I'll sell stuff out of it. And I'm on committees with people that have no reason to be involved.
Yeah, but you're not just wanna... that's not all.
I'm amazed by the people that help out that really never had much to gain from it personally, but Well, or I guess business-wise, but personally, I guess they enjoy it. So yeah. I was always impressed with those people that helped out with that stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot of work doing any of that.
Well, if
stuff.
You want stuff, you got to put the work in. And like I said, you know, social media and everybody else, everybody's got a platform to complain or criticize, you know, but if a fraction of those people actually got out of their house and rolled up their sleeves and helped do stuff, we would have more.
I think people think they can't really change things or make things better. But you really can.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can be involved with some committees and move the needle pretty big. So,
all right. Let's talk about a little bit before we get done here today. You got yoga this coming Sunday at 10 a.m.
Yep.
If people want to do that, how do they sign up? How do they let you know?
The classes have been a little bit better, so you can just show up that Sunday now, I think.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's on our website, and you can pre-register. All but right. Otherwise, it's $5 drop-in.
Okay. The app is going gangbusters.
Yeah.
Tell me about this, and I downloaded it last week while we were talking about it. The rewards, people like a deal, right? I mean, they like to earn things.
So every $150 you spend, you get a $15 reward.
Okay.
And through the app, the Fleet Feet app that you can get on iTunes or Google Play Store, download, put your email in that's connected to your account in the store, and it'll sync up with your purchases, and you can keep track of your points and redeem them for discounts.
Yeah, and this is the way you can still have this in-store experience but have all of the technology,
yeah,
you know, that people enjoy shopping with or enjoy kind of tracking and all that. I mean, we've never tracked more in our life than, I mean, I'm literally right now wearing a Fitbit and an Apple Watch. And you know, people are like, what is going on? It's like, well, I don't wear the Apple Watch to sleep in, and so I want to get my, like, sleep hours and all of that. And so, I mean, we're more plugged in, yeah, than we've ever been plugged in the history of mankind.
Yes. And with that, the app has a part that you can log your runs,
yeah,
and earn miles and then earn free product in the store that way, too. So there's, like, two components to it.
Yeah, put your hard work, sweat in there. And